once you've looked at the notebooks and you've looked at some of the technique and the methods and the material, then you came in with a sort of forensic detailing and technology. And I understand you used multispectral technology for this image. Can you talk a little bit about what you discovered when you looked at it under those circumstances?
When the portrait crossed my path, as it were, it was already being looked at by Pascal Cotte in Paris. He has a company called Lumiere Technology, and he's invented this very remarkable scanning system which scans at 12 different spectral ranges. Three of them are in the infrared band, as it were, outside the visible spectrum, and one ultraviolet, and they produce images which are not accessible to the human eye and can tell us a lot about the condition, the restoration, and what's under the surface as well, plus the visible spectral bands. This produces an incredibly high resolution image. We can zoom in and see minute detail, but it also produces all this evidence as to what lies beneath the surface. And all the data coming up from that was all absolutely consistent with it being by Leonardo and of that time. It doesn't prove it's by Leonardo, but it is absolutely consistent with us thinking it's a Leonardo portrait.
Do you learn anything from the Pentimenti?
The Pentimenti, the changes of mind, there are lots of little maneuvers along the face. He sort of caresses the face into existence, and far from getting the contour to die by reworking it, he gets it to live even more, if anything. So there are lots of little maneuverings. And then there's quite big changes. The most conspicuous is there's a caul or a sort of net cap on the back of her head. And that originally was much fatter. Her hair was bigger at the back. And there are signs that it's been rubbed out, probably with breadcrumbs, that the initial chalk underdrawing has been taken out. And, you know.